Talk Live. You can take control of the airways here toll free. 855. Oops. No, you can't.
Just that quick.
See, that's how. Okay, so let me bring you up to speed here. Last night, the phone lines at the network, something drastic has happened to them. And they have not been fixed yet, so I will probably accidentally give you the toll-free numbers again at some point tonight.
Multiple times.
You know, I did okay. It took me a couple breaks last night, but I ended up doing pretty well with it.
It's not like anything's changed. You missed it this time.
Yeah, well, it has changed because now I'm out of practice.
Sleep
for okay. One show. So anyway, we're going to give you different numbers tonight. These are not toll-free. It is 603-435-1105. That's a studio line. Those lines are actually usually available. It's just we don't give them out because they're not toll-free. So if you get a cell phone, it probably isn't going to cost you anything because nights and weekends are lots of times free with cell phone plans.
We've also got Skype.
And we still have Skype. Skype's still the same username. You can contact us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And again, the not toll-free number tonight that you'll have to use if you want to get interactive with the show is 603-435-1105. And keep in mind, that's in this studio here, and we have no producer, so we'll be screening our own calls here this evening. So be patient if you're put on hold. We will get to you. Now, Thursday night, I was out for most of the show, and you had something, Mark, you wanted to have my opinion on, this Cliven Bundy racist allegations that he's a racist based on some statements that he made to the media earlier this week. And you're not on Friday nights, so I skipped talking about it last night.
Yeah.
So now here we are together on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And I have the comments from Cliven Bundy.
Yeah, this Cliven Bundy thing is really sort of, it separated the nation. You know, like the Democrats are on one side, Republicans are on the other. You know, those that sort of...
You mean the ranch thing prior to his racist comments?
Yes.
Okay.
Very much so.
Well, now there are a lot of people who are abandoning him over these
and
comments.
The ship is being abandoned in many cases because he made some quote-unquote racist comments. Now, let's not forget that the vast majority of Americans get their news from clips and headlines. Mm-hmm. They don't actually investigate a story. They're just told what the story is by somebody.
Sure.
And when somebody says that Cliven Bundy has made a racist statement, then... I think that it matters. Like, what do they mean when they say a racist statement? Because racist is a term that means something. If words don't mean anything, then we don't have a language. If words mean something other than what we're told, somebody's telling an untruth.
Okay, so let's define racism.
Right.
My understanding of racism is sort of the belief that people who have a different genetic background are somehow inferior.
Correct. That is what racism means.
Yeah.
Or superior. You would believe that a person of a certain genetic background would be superior and that kind of
thing. Of course, that's just another way of saying the same thing.
Yes.
But, yeah. So the wording that Cliven Bundy, we'll play the actual audio here because I've got the audio of his original statement that caused the big deal with the media.
Yeah.
I have a press release from the Bundy Ranch that attempts to further explain the statements. Apparently he's been doing a number of interviews, etc. So we'll play the actual audio here, and it is not the best audio, I'd like to warn you.
No, this appeared to be him speaking out in front of some domicile or something.
He's just kind of out in the woods here, it looks like, or out in, in
somebody's
the plains.
Recording it, and there you go.
And so let's just jump right into the alleged statements here from Cliven Bundy, and then we'll talk more about what he actually said and the opinions of the hosts, which I don't know if we're going to agree on this, Mark.
We'll see.
Let's go here.
Let me talk to you about the Mexicans. These are just things I know about the Negro. I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro. When I go through Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and I would see these little government houses. And in front of that government house, the door was usually open, and the older people and the kids, and there's always at least a half a dozen people sitting on the porch. They didn't have nothing to do. They didn't have nothing for their kids to do. They didn't have nothing for their young girls to do. And because they were basically on government subsidy, and so now what do? They abort their young children. They put their young men in jail because they never learned how to pick cotton. And I've often wondered, now, are they better off as slaves picking cotton, having family life and doing things, or are they better off under government subsidy?
Now, whether he's a racist, or, and there's more of the clip. We'll play the rest of it here.
I think that's the meat of it, though.
Whether he's, well, there's more, and I think it's more to play the rest of it. But whether he, or not he's a racist, one thing's for sure is I don't get the feeling he's ever met a black person. I mean, the example he gives, is he talks about...
He's a rancher. You don't think he's had any black farmhands?
He's out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's mostly his family, I think, that's helping him with the ranch. But anyway, it makes it sound like, you know, first of all, he puts them in the group. He puts all black people in this category of Negro, which makes him sound like a racist.
Right. Anytime you were to use the... Here's a little news flash for older folks, okay? Look, I understand. There was a time in the past when using the term Negro was fine. A time in the past when using the word colored was acceptable. Yes, the NAACP does have the term colored in it. It's an old organization.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, this sounds really racially insensitive these days.
It does, and I understand that the kind of the message he's trying to get out is that everybody's been enslaved by the system, and there's another statement later that kind of gets to that. And I understand his intentions, maybe, with that statement, but the wording that he uses reveals how this guy thinks. He thinks of people based on racial groups. Now, maybe he doesn't believe...
Don't most people think of people in racial groups?
I mean, I don't know what most people think.
We're told to think that way our whole lives. When you go into school, they ask you what color you are. When you go get your driver's license, they ask you what color you are. When you get your marriage license...
They didn't ask me that in New Hampshire.
What?
I was not asked that in New Hampshire.
Okay, well, they certainly asked me that in Florida. And in when I got my wedding, you know, my marriage license, they asked me what color I was. They want to know.
That's not an excuse. Just because some people talk like this and think like this is
not
an excuse.
You don't think being enculturated
with
something?
It doesn't mean that it's okay. People who have a black skin color are individuals.
Agreed.
And to,
people who have any other skin color are individuals.
Right. Everybody's an individual. And the fact that Cliven Bundy thinks of black people as this group that, oh, look, they're just sitting out on their porch. Like it sounds to me like his entire interaction, if any, with black people is driving by some welfare houses and seeing people on their porch. Does Cliven not have a rocking chair on his porch? What does he do when he's got some time off from the ranch? I understand it's probably a busy job taking care of 300 plus head of cattle. I get that, but, you know, is there anything wrong with sitting out on the porch? If you're sitting inside watching TV, is that somehow better than sitting out on the porch? But it sounds to me like that's the extent of his experience with somebody with black skin color, is having driven by and observed them from a distance. Because otherwise you would think that he would have something more to say. Like he does later on in this clip. He says really nice things about Mexican immigrants in a few moments in this clip, which what he says leads me to believe that he's actually interacted with these, with, you know, Mexican people. He has personal experience with them.
Let me give you my interpretation of what I heard, okay? I hear a person who, you know, is from a time when racially, you know, this is old-timey ways of speaking. Yeah, I get that he's putting people into racial categories. That's nothing unusual here in the United States. I prefer not to do that with folks. Don't want that done to me, but I get it. Like, I see that people are saying that. What he seems to have is a real value for family and for self-sufficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are his concerns, and his concern is that somehow welfare has stripped away the family and the self-sufficiency from a particular ethnic group. And
the way to restore that is to go back to slavery?
He didn't claim that. He said he wondered if they were better off, was his only
that
claim.
That does not sound good at
it
all.
It sounds awful.
To make a statement.
It
that,
does.
And it makes it sound like he believes that all black people are on welfare, which is ridiculous.
I absolutely, they're not, by any stretch of the imagination.
So we'll come back with more here. If you've got comments on the Cliven Bundy comments on the comments. If you have any thoughts on his comments, you can reach us at this number tonight, 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. Or call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. More from the audio coming up here in moments, and this is Free Talk Live. On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in a left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of Liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, and you can bring up what you want. The number you'll need tonight, 603-435-1105. Normally, we've got a toll-free line. That will not be available for you tonight. Our Skype is available to you. That name is lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request, and at that point, it'll be easy for you to connect with us on Skype. And again, the number tonight, 603-435-1105. We've been talking about the Cliven Bundy comments. Boy, did he really stick his foot in his mouth this week after having generated so much support from so many people across the country. He made some statements earlier this week that many have taken as racist. Were they actually racist? That's kind of the question on the table here tonight. I'm not real sure if this old gentleman is a racist, but I'm pretty sure that he does think of people in groups, and I think that's a dangerous thing to do, and we can get back into that here. He stereotypes, I think, and I think that's dangerous. That can't give you the 855 number. 603-435-1105. More with your calls coming up.
You've probably heard about bitcoins on the news. They're really sort of an exciting thing. They're the internet currency, an international currency, a currency that you can use anywhere in the world. And that's fantastic. It's interesting. And I bet you've thought about getting some. Well, how about getting some for free? You can do that. All you have to do is go to mathgate.info. There you can prove mathematical theorems and get bitcoins by going on their little treasure hunt, by proving theorems. So you learn some logic, do some math, find some bitcoins. It's that easy. Even better, though, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. If you wish, you needn't do this, but you can. So you can connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, and find some anonymous bitcoins. Why would you want anonymous bitcoins? Well, bitcoins are on a ledger. They can be attached to your name in some way if you don't anonymize them. And, you know, maybe you want to buy things on the internet anonymously. You can do that with bitcoins. So don't wait. Others are already searching for the bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today. Join the treasure hunt. Mathgate.info.
All right, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Deirdre is on the line in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hi, Deirdre.
Hi. I want to say I'm 65 years old, and I know what it is to be prejudiced and not want to be prejudiced because it's kind of built into our DNA. And, like, if I'm on an elevator and there's a black person with me, I'm a little nervous. Why? I have no idea, and I feel bad about it. I don't think this guy's prejudiced. I think this guy is saying something about what we've done to the young black people. And there's more young black men in prison than young white men. And if we have enough money to put a young person in prison, we should have enough money to re-educate them. And I don't think he's prejudiced. I think he's caught in a prejudice that is built into our DNA. And I personally apologize to every colored person for having that.
I think it's an interesting answer. I don't know about the idea that it's built into our DNA.
I think she's talking about a cultural, you know, it's a cultural conversation that has gone, that has matured over time. And perhaps those that were having that conversation in the past have, their maturity in this conversation could perhaps be arrested to some extent, you know.
Well, I feel like, you know, I never... on a spiritual and moral level, ever would like to be prejudiced against anyone. However, if I'm truthful with myself, I find myself with prejudices, and I try to get them out. But, you know, they're in there. Why would I be uncomfortable with a black man in an elevator? Or I wouldn't be uncomfortable with a white man? I have no logical explanation for that, and I feel bad that that's in me. I don't know how it got in me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But to be fair with this man, I think he was actually saying, hey, let's look at what we have done. We say that we're not prejudiced. We say that blacks are free. But look at how many young black men are in prison. When I see those numbers, I feel completely ashamed of myself as a voting white person, a person that thinks black people are free, thinks young black men have the same opportunities as young white men, and I don't think they do.
Yeah, it seems like it must not be the case, right? Like the evidence shows right. That it must not be the case. Like, it must be glaringly obvious.
Yep, yeah. And so, anyway, I don't hear in his tone of his voice, I'm listening. He's from kind of my generation, and I just think you find yourself with these conditions. When I see of what we've done to the Native American people, when I meet one, I like to start my conversation with, by the way, I am thoroughly ashamed of my ancestors. Let's start there.
You know, I feel I want to start with, like, I got nothing to do with my ancestors. I've, you know, I have never shot anybody based on their color. I have never enslaved anybody based on their color. I'd like to start the conversation with, hey, you know, here we are, some people who've got some different pigments in our skin, and let's just, you know, let's just operate with that reality.
Hey, thanks, Deidre. I thought your call was really honest, and I appreciate
it. Yeah, really honest, your perspective tonight.
Thanks for making the call at 603-435-1105.
Another thing I'd like to point out here is that, you know, to some extent we're talking about terminology. We're talking about the terminology Negro and talking about the terminology colored. These terms, they got baggage, right? But they can be used at the same time to...
Yeah, but I'm sorry. That's not what all I'm talking about.
I know, but I... Well,
had he used the word black...
To some extent...
Okay, but had he used the word black instead, it still would disturb me because he'd be treating all black people like they're sitting on their porch collecting welfare.
I find the terms colored and Negro to be flashing red lights, okay? Like, warning, racist ahead, right? You know, when somebody's using that terminology, you got to...
But I'm willing to give an older person a pass on the use of the word colored, and even in this case...
Here's the little warning I'm giving older people is, you know, just let it go, you know... Here, let's upgrade to the term black. We'll upgrade to that term. But look, I mean, like, the media would like me to upgrade to the term African-American, or even better, African-American of sub-Saharan African descent, right? Like, they want me to pile the syllables on until I can't even say anything anymore.
I remember we had, I don't know who it was, but there was a gentleman on our show, it was Robert Wicks from Georgia, where we asked, you know, what is it that you'd prefer, how would you prefer to be referenced?
Yes.
And not African-American, he chose black as the best description.
Right, I like black fine, but consider that Robert's of our generation, right? And
you could be Jamaican-American or whatever, right? Like...
You could. Jamaica's in America. The Caribbean's part of, you know, the American...
My point being that black people come from outside of Africa.
Indeed they do. There's no doubt about it. But what all I'm saying is Robert's from our generation, and that some generation decided to name the NAACP the NAACP for a reason, right? Like, because they didn't think the term colored was particularly offensive.
So we're going to continue here with more of your thoughts. The number is not toll-free tonight. It's 603-435-1105. Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you want to get on Skype, and that's available to you, and you'll sound great when you do, just connect to Skype username lrn.fm. Again, the number is 603-435-1105. And we don't have as many lines, by the way, so if you're getting a busy signal, just be patient.
Sorry.
We'll come back to you. We'll get to you, I promise. That's what we do here on this show. We take your calls and your thoughts. Is Cliven Bundy a racist, or is he just guilty of collectivizing people and, you know, stereotyping and putting people in groups? That's not as bad as racism. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about the Clive and Bundy situation. That is what's on the table at the moment, but you can take control of the airwaves here via this number, which is different from usual. So if you've got our regular call-in line, get that jotted down or in your phone or something like that, disregard it for this evening and use 603-435-1105 instead. That's 603, like New Hampshire, 435-1105. Also, Skype into the show, username lrn.fm.
In the last segment, I told you how you could get some bitcoins for free. This segment, I'm going to tell you, if you don't want to do math theorems at mathgate.info, you can go to cashandcoins.com, because this is, it's a great way to get bitcoins. It's easy, safe, fast, completely legal. They are a licensed money transmitter, or MSB, money services business is what that stands for. It's inexpensive. The rates are great. Customer service is their top priority over at cashandcoins.com. I've done a great deal of business with them, in many cases under, anonymously. They had no idea who I was. So, I mean, I'm confident in recommending cashandcoins.com. Many businesses are rather new in the Bitcoin world. Cashandcoins.com, they're getting to be kind of old on the block at this point. So go there, get your bitcoins, cashandcoins.com. Orders under $40 carry no fee. They want people to get into bitcoins. They want to try it out. They want to make it easy for you. No fee if it's under $40. You can use a money order, check, wire transfer at cashandcoins.com.
Okay, so back to Cliven Bundy, the rancher. I guess we didn't really talk about who he is. For listeners that are not aware, Cliven Bundy has recently, with his family, been involved in some controversy with the Bureau of Land Management, where the BLM has been coming after him and his family for unpaid fees that the BLM demands for Bundy's ranch to use what's supposedly government-owned land. Now, the Bundy family argues that they've been using that land for generations, since before the existence of the BLM, and they don't much appreciate the BLM's services, so why should they have to pay for services that they don't want?
They also claim that the BLM isn't, the Bureau of Land Management, isn't actually managing the land. They're failing to manage the land, and that why should they pay for a service they're not getting?
Folks came out to support the Bundys from across the country, and they actually went to the BLM and in mass managed to get them to turn over their cattle. It was this kind of heroic moment. We actually had Cliven's son on the show talking to us as he was riding back with 300 head of cattle and just kind of, you know, taking them back to the ranch. It was an amazing conversation that we had had. And regardless of whether or not Cliven Bundy is racist, I still support his right to have his ranch and to do what he and his family have been doing for generations there. That, to me, doesn't change. My opinion about whether or not he should be left alone by the government doesn't change based on whether he's a racist. Now, if he's a racist, that makes me less likely to be verbally supportive of him. If I were so supportive as to want to come down there and help him, that might make me think twice about physically going down there to help him. But I'm not really sure if he's a racist based on the comments we've heard so far.
I don't think there's evidence of that.
Yeah, I think that he kind of thinks in an old-timey manner, and I think that he speaks in a way that suggests that maybe he's stereotyping blacks, which I think is not racism. I think it's undesirable. I think it's not right. But I don't think that qualifies as racist. I think it just qualifies him as ignorant when it comes to
the very fact that we have terms like black and white and, like these terms referring to people's ethnicity.
Yeah, I think that's a problem. I agree.
And these terms are pervasive.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to go out on a limb and say that 90-something percent of people don't even consider whether or not they should use terms like this. And I get it, right? Like, a good friend of mine, I call him my best friend, he is black, and it would be difficult if he was in a room full of white people to say, okay, he's the one in the violet shirt with the tan pants, right? He's the black guy. For God's sake. Right? And I just said in a room full of white people, right? Like, I'm referring...
That's not bad to use a description to describe somebody based on their features, their physical features. You know, he may also have a big nose. You know, the guy with a big nose, whatever. But if you group people together and you act as though they are all like this, you know, and that's what comes off of, to me, Cliven Bundy's comments, is that he believes that black people are a bunch of welfare queens sitting around on a porch all day. And it sounds very ignorant. That's what I would say, is Cliven Bundy is ignorant about black people. He's not ignorant about Mexican immigrants, and we'll continue with his comments here in a moment. But first, I want to get your calls on the air. We've got Danny on the line listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hey, Danny.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks.
What I heard earlier today about how horrible this comment he made was, and the first I heard the actual clip was just before earlier on your show. What I got out of it is it sounds like he's slamming the government more than he is for what they're doing to keep people down. It's not like he was slamming the black community. He was just saying that they were better off when they had purpose. When they had something to do, yes, slaves weren't treated, right? But at least they had to work, and the family unit was a little bit more solid than now, where the government just keeps them down and the family unit's getting destroyed.
I get what you're saying, but the way it comes off makes it sound like he's never met a black person who he didn't consider was on welfare. And sounds to me like he lives off in his farm and he does his ranching and nobody lives around there. So, you know, he doesn't get out much. And when he does get out much, he's gone through a welfare housing project and saw some black people sitting on a porch. And he had some thoughts about, you know, how welfare contributes to listlessness and laziness and things like that. And that's true. I mean, welfare definitely contributes contributes to people being lazy, and as you're saying, it contributes to white people being lazy and Mexican people being lazy, and, you know, anybody that's on welfare has an incentive to stay on welfare in a lot of cases. So, like, I get that point, but the way he spoke about it makes him sound like he thinks all black people are collecting welfare and that now they're worse off because of it, and that's certainly not true. There are plenty of people who have black skin color who are very productive members of society and who are not on welfare, and he doesn't seem to be aware of that.
While his choice of words were not politically correct, I just really don't think he was being all that massively hurtful towards the black community.
It didn't sound like he had malice.
No, it didn't sound like he was angry.
I didn't hear malice in his voice. And this is kind of one of those unfortunate aspects of sort of life in America. I don't know what it's like in other countries. I've certainly been to them, but, you know, I don't have my finger on their pulse of their culture, whatever culture is. You know, sort of when you talk about certain things, and race is one of them, somebody always has a better way to say what it was that you were going to say. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to say, Ian, you're agreeing that welfare destroys families. Cliven Bundy was saying that welfare destroys families.
Yeah.
It's sort of in the whole, as groups, right? Like, we're grouping people that receive welfare, right? You know,
slavery could also destroy a family as well.
Yeah, it was terrible for that. And I think that was the thing that was certainly ignored
here. Compare the two and suggest that maybe those folks would be better off being slaves. Seemed insensitive.
Insensitive as hell.
And a huge, I mean, this guy is stepping in on landmines all over
right,
the place.
Right. Well, you know, that's kind of what, yeah, that's the problem.
Danny, any further thoughts you want to share?
Hey, I appreciate the time. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Colson on in Bozeman, Montana. Colson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, this is Colton, of course, yeah. I was coming to talk because I don't believe that he is racist. I think it's just that he is, I think he's just explaining something, and I don't think he's racist. I think he's just telling, and I agree that he has not seen that many black people, maybe because he lives on a ranch.
Colson, thank you for your call tonight. I agree. I don't think he's racist. I just think he's a very poor communicator on matters on this issue.
It's not like he's been trained in communicating with the media.
Right. I get you. Hire a spokesman.
Oh, boy.
The number here is 603-435-1105. And I think he harbors sort of these old views that could use some updating. I don't agree with his views. More coming up.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical Bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us on the phones at 603-435-1105. That's a special number. Normally, that number works, by the way, so you're welcome to add it to your phone or whatever. Those are sort of the back lines here in the studio. Normally, our toll-free line is available, but it's not tonight, so you're going to have to use 603-435-1105. We've been talking about the Clive and Bundy allegedly racist comments. Certainly, there are plenty of people who are calling him a racist. I would not go that far. I don't believe that he is a racist, and he is saying that he is not a racist. Well, actually, we've got some more comments from him here in a moment. But I think that he is kind of stuck in this old way of thinking, in this kind of collectivized stereotyping method of thinking towards people where everybody's the same based on their skin color. That's not racist, but it is unfair. You know, it's not right to think about people that way. People should be considered as individuals. People with the same skin color are obviously a different strata of life. And so to act as though all of them are just sitting on a porch collecting welfare is totally unfair and uninformed. Now, I want to continue on, and maybe we'll do it in the second hour because we still have some more of your calls here. But I want to continue on with the audio because I think the second portion of the audio that was so offensive to people kind of redeems him a little bit. We'll get into that here in a moment. 603-435-1105. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you've missed a moment of Free Talk Live, if you're, let's say, listening on the radio here tonight and you don't get the show during the week, we do 7 nights a week of live radio, and it's all available online. You can click and download as many episodes of Free Talk Live as you want from our website, and they go all the way back to late 2006, all for free. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we've got Alan on the line in Bozeman, Montana, listening to KMMS. Hello, Alan.
Are you loving all these Bozeman calls tonight, boys?
Yeah, you guys are great listeners out there, and participation. Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we love liberty out here.
Yes, I believe it.
First off, I was going to say, I have a friend of mine that is he's African-American, and he's white.
What does that mean to you?
Well, he's from South Africa, and he lives here in America.
I got you.
And so, you know what I mean? And he says, I'm African-American.
It's true.
And I'm like, okay. You know? And I'm like, okay. But you're right. It's difficult to get behind Bundy like that. I would say ignorant, you know?
Yes.
Just old-timey. My grandfather, I'm sure he's used that term, colored people or Negroes. When he used the other N-word, then that's a pretty...
That's a harsh term.
Yeah, that's the one where you go, yeah, you're racist.
Right, and the way he used it was, he used it like the Negro, which kind of makes him sound even more like he's putting these people in a completely separate category from himself. Hey, look, man, we're all just human beings. Those people have more melanin in their skin.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I, and like you said, you guys hit it on the head. It's like, do I approve of the way he categorized this stuff? No, but am I still think that, he was done wrong and he's got a leg to stand on? Yes.
Absolutely. Any other thoughts you want to share tonight, Alan?
No, that's about it. Just we love you out here in Bozeman.
Thanks for listening to KMMS out there. I really appreciate it. And if you really like the show, call up the program director during the week and tell him thanks.
Oh, it's shocking, actually. This is actually one more point I wanted to make. I've heard that, I know you guys don't like to get into conservative and liberal kind of things like that, but out here I've heard stories about big lib Democratic kind of liberals that have a lot of money are starting to buy radio stations. And we've seen that out here in Bozeman. Well, our station that you're listening to, that I'm listening to, actually they fired the guy in the morning that was kind of a conservative guy and was kind of, I don't know, beating up on Obama a little bit. And they fired him. They got some guy who's, in my terms, full-on lefty. And it's surprising that you guys are even on this radio station, because I've heard they're buying up radio stations just to squash
I've heard the opposite of this. Yeah. I've heard that the liberal, syndicated liberal shows, I wouldn't be able to speak to local ones. I don't keep my finger on the pulse, but the syndicated liberal shows are kind of getting beaten up and have to, like
Randy Rhodes is shutting down her show.
WWRL,
in 3 weeks.
Number one liberal station in the country, gone off the air.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on there at KMMS, but I can tell you this, that I'm grateful to be on, and Free Talk Live is on both liberal and conservative radio stations across the country, and it is certainly true in my observation of industry trends that liberal stations have been having a very tough time. A number of them have flipped formats recently, over the last few years.
It's not liberal stations. It's liberal big money guys like Buffett, not him per se, but people with big money. They go in there and they buy a station and kick all those like conservative guys off the radio and start putting on other people and whatnot.
But wouldn't that by definition? I guess I'm confused, Alan. Are you suggesting that a liberal with money would come in, buy up a conservative programmed radio station, and then put on liberals, which would make it into a liberal station, right?
Yeah, and we don't, liberal talk radio really fails any time it rears its head, really.
Not always true. That's not true. It's mostly true.
No.
Air America, crashed and burned.
Yeah, it was a disaster, but it was poorly managed.
Yes, but there are a number of left-leaning progressive talk show hosts out there who are doing well.
Tom Hartman's been going a long time.
Right, there are a handful of them. There's not more than a handful of them, but many of the stations that had those hosts on have flipped formats. They've gone from sort of progressive talk to, in a lot of cases, sports talk recently, and or flipped to more of a kind of traditional conservative talk. So I don't see what you're saying is happening as actually happening.
But here's
I sure hope not.
Here's one observation I would make about liberal stations generally is that I've talked to a couple of owners of these stations, and it seems like liberals don't buy the products that are recommended by the hosts the way conservatives do. Rush Limbaugh says, go out and buy a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and wham, Chick-fil-A is just flooded, right? Mm. Tom Hartman says, go out and buy, I know he's got a gold advertiser or whatever, and it's harder for those stations to make the money. Conservative stations, they're advertising.
That's what I was going to say as well. I mean, They don't do well as far as like the marketing of,
All right. So I'm going to argue against Mark here. Thank you, Alan, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
By
the way,
it.
Free Talk Live, not conservative, not liberal.
Nope.
We're liberty.
Oh, Mike, 92.1.
We're liberty oriented. And yeah, we've got KGOE out in Eureka. We've got the Mike WXXM 92.1 in Madison, which is a big station. And the point I want to make in contrast to what you're saying here, Mark, is that some would argue that the liberal stations have a more difficult time getting numbers and ratings and thereby selling ads because a lot of them are weak signals. They're kind of third tier stations,
yeah.
What they call in the business a rim shot, which is like a transmitter that's kind of just outside of a major market. So it's got a signal that'll cut into the market a little bit, but it won't cover the whole market. So, you know, if you're driving from home to work, maybe you can't hear it when you get to work, but you could hear it at your house, that kind of thing. That could make for a very difficult time in getting a foothold in a marketplace because, you know, a station like the Mike 92.1 has a good signal in Madison. And they, you know, when the Mike was going to flip formats, the listeners there came out and supported the station and demanded that Clear Channel keep it as the Mike 92.1, and they did. And I can't imagine that they would continue as this radio station if they couldn't make it profitable.
I guess that
must be money there.
Okay, the point that I would like to make then is that if you like a particular type of radio, you need to do what it takes to support that particular
which
type of radio.
Which means advertise and buy the advertiser. If you can afford to advertise, do advertise. And if you can afford to buy the advertiser's products, to go and shop there.
If it's NPR, you support them on a monthly basis. If it's whatever it is that you listen to, don't think that crap's for free and don't think that the next guy is going to support it.
Which includes Free Talk Live, by the way. If you want to get your message out, you can, and you want to, you know, if you're a local business, obviously buying our national ads won't make sense for you. But if you're there in Madison and you, maybe you're not a progressive, maybe you're not a conservative, and you really like the liberty mindset that we have on this show, call up the radio station and say, hey, I only want to advertise on Free Talk Live. Don't give me this whole run of station thing where they put ads in every show. You could specify your ads just run during Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, Ian, but I don't recommend that you eat worms if you want to catch fish. If you're a libertarian type, don't just advertise on Free Talk Live. Advertise to whatever types of people you want to come into your business.
That's a good point.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the
I
old
meant for
saw.
People that don't want to support, feel like they're supporting.
You don't have to like
message.
Free Talk Live to advertise on Free Talk Live, and you don't have
true.
To like liberal or conservative.
But you're more likely to want to advertise with us if you like us. That much is true, right?
It's true.
So the number here tonight, 603-435-1105. We've got plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. If you're on hold, we're going to get to you coming up here in hour number two, which is imminent. It's Free Talk Live.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.